WCR 507. Oh, glad to have you in here tonight. Got a great program, Identity Theft. Have you ever wondered about why they called Satan the thief? Why did he came on a mission to kill? And he did that to the Messiah, ladies and gentlemen. And destroy. He destroyed many through the lack of knowledge. He took away the key of knowledge, and Christ warned us about the Pharisees and the scribes. And the most important thing that Satan did in this mission, threefold, kill, steal, and destroy, was that he stole the identity, the true identity, of the bloodline of the Messiah. Have you ever wondered why it says in the book of Revelations, chapter 2 and verse 9, I know that there are they that call themselves Jews and are not. Well, is it possible that it could be that everybody that calls the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, in a flesh body, they call him a Jew, and it's possible that he was not? We're going to intend to prove it tonight as we get into the Christmas spirit. Oh, yeah. The Christ Mass. The anointed Mass of the truth and the preponderance of the evidence. And the Bible said to prove all things and search the Scriptures that you could be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Now, we're going to lay down up front a gestalt, if you will, of the bloodline. Exactly how the bloodline was given through the prophetic utterance of the 12 sons. Now, we know very good and well that the Bible mentions in Luke that the shepherds were living in their fields, keeping watch over their flocks during the nighttime. Now, they were camping outside. And so then, we know that December the 25th is a Saturnalia, or a worship of the S-U-N God, brought about by that corruptible whore that is mentioned in Revelations chapter 17 that we have taught, the scarlet robes, and the dragons of that era and that time. And ladies and gentlemen, she became a great deceptor, deceiving, if you will, even the very elect. Now, we're going to prove to you the bloodline of the Messiah. We're not going to give you something that we're trying to convince you, but we're going to give you convincing evidence. We're going to bring the scriptures, and by the preponderance of the evidence, that every word be established, that you might have the truth. Now, right off the bat, most people aren't preparing for the time of the Jewish Messiah. The birth, December the 25th, that a Jewish Messiah was born in the city of Bethlehem, Judea. Now that's the tradition, and they call him a Jew. They say that Christ was a Jew. They also say that his ancestral heritage was Jewish. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the lies, because Satan is a liar, by the way, and by stealing the identity and change the truth into a lie, that they could worship the creature, not the creator, but a creature. And now it's a little plastic Jesus laying in a manger in Bethlehem, Judea. Ladies and gentlemen, you go over there, and Bethlehem, Judea's got a wall up, and there is no celebration there of the birth of the Messiah, and rightfully so, because he was not. And I'm emphatically declaring tonight that the Messiah, the true Messiah, was not of the lineage of Judah. Therefore, he couldn't have been a Jew. He was from the northern house of Israel. And we know that it was not in the December pagan adoption of the Sun Church, the S-U-N, not the S-O-N. Ladies and gentlemen, the S-O-N, he came with the truth. The S-U-N church, the God that they brought, was this false God that they identified in the scripture. Now, in Matthew 1 and 1, listen, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now, let's take a look at the son of David. Matthew 1:20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 9:27. And when the Messiah departed hence, two blind men following him, crying and saying, thou son of David. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's imperative to our understanding, because we have taken things for granted, because the Pharisees said so. I don't trust the Pharisee, and neither should you. I don't trust the scribe, and neither should you. I don't trust many preachers, and neither should you. What should you trust? Prove all things. Well, if I can lay a $5,000 reward for anybody that can prove that Christ was of Jewish blood ancestry, meaning coming from the bowels of Judah, then $5,000 to the reward of that person that can do so. We've had many challenges before, and we always teach on the birth of the Messiah, Yahweh, not Jesus. Jesus is a fictitious character of the sun god worshippers. The S-O-N is not included in that. It's the S-U-N that is included with the son of Yahweh. Now, John 5:43, the Son said, the Son that had the Father's name. Now, in John 17:6, the Son revealed the Father's name to a group of young Hebrew boys that could not speak the Greek language. And he didn't tell them he was Jesus either, because there is not one scripture in the Old Testament that advocates of the calling of the Messiah, Jesus, or Jesus in Spanish. Let me repeat that. That would be Jesus in Spanish. Now, there is a group of people in this Scarlet Robe Church that loved the God of Rome and the God of Greece and the God of antiquity, and his name was Zeus. Now, it's marvelous, and I've taught on this before, it is marvelous, almost beyond a shadow of doubt, that this is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, heist in the history of the world. The stolen birthright of the true Messiah, the Son of David. Now, should I have any concern about anybody going back into scriptures and bringing the ancestral lineage of the Messiah from the house of David? Should I fear anybody, any preacher, any scribe, or any Pharisee that could go back and do his word search, or his name search, or his generation search? This is the book of the genetics of Yahweh, the Savior, not Jesus, the Anointed. That's Jesus, the Anointed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a travesty of justice. This is the deliberate rejection of the greatest, most magnanimous, saving, salvational name, according to the book of Isaiah, in chapter 7. It is there in the 7th chapter, as the verse 14, that a God, this God, was a promised Messiah, or the messenger that would come and bring the name of salvation. He didn't bring no Greek Latin name, and you can believe that for sure. But the greatest heist of the stolen identity, Satan stole the actual bloodline first and confused through the scribes and the Pharisees. So we're going to get into that. Might just do a three-part series on this message, because 1 hour doesn't give it justification. And ladies and gentlemen, let me show you in the Bible. If you have your Bible, I suggest that during this time that they call Christmas, brought to you courtesy of the Sun, S-U-N, God Church, the great whore of Saturnalia, she is bearing gifts one to another, rejoicing not over the birth of Yahweh, the Savior, but Jesus, the Greek God of fortune. And ladies and gentlemen, this injustice, did you know in the book of Acts, it says, and the Bible says that the Bereans in the 17th chapter, they checked out everything that Paul preached out of the Old Testament, or the Old Parchment, or the Old Covenant. And we should not say it's old or new, but that's how the translators broke it down. They have done a surgical injustice to the identity, and it takes a wise man to see the name of Yahweh. The Bible says a man of wisdom will see that name. Proverbs 30 and 4 said, what is that name? John 5:43 said that the name of the Father and the name of the Son would be exactly the same. How can we have a Greek son, Jesus, and a Hebrew God, Yahweh? Impossible. Ladies and gentlemen, we must re-examine the preponderance of evidence. And Pastor Buddy, the only preacher on the radio that will dare touch this touchy subject, because most preachers do not have enough knowledge and they fear the wrath of the scribes and the Pharisees and the traditional bellbox sun-worshipping church of Saturnalia, that December the 25th is the birthday of Jesus Christ. Well, it may be. For instance, I'll give an example. There were other saviors that were wrote and revealed in the history of the pagan times of December, the winter solstice, if you will, or the birth of the sun on the 24th and the 25th, where we have a changing of the long day to the short day, and in other words, the emergent or birth. And they thought it was appropriate to appoint December the 25th, which was a pagan day, ladies and gentlemen, the Sun Church, the S-U-N Church, not the S-O-N Church. If you want to find out about the S-O-N Church, you need to read Mark 12:29. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. And yet, the Trinitarian denomination, the demons that have gathered up and changed the truth into a lie, along with the scribes and the Pharisees who stole the identity, saying that that Messiah, instead of being of the Hebrew origin of the house of Joseph, that he would be a Jew. And the Bible says in 3:9, I know them that say they are Jews but are not, and are liars, and they are liars that say that Christ is a Jew. The anointed Messiah, the true Hebrew Messiah, did not definitely come from the blood of Judah. Now, I'll go back and remind you that in the 38th chapter of the book of Genesis, what do we have here? Well, we have the story of Judah, one of the 12 sons of the original sacred circle of the assembly of the house of Jacob, which was named Israel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we all know that the time would not permit me to give you the scriptures of the house of Israel. Now, let me give you for reference here, as we go back to 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 21. For he rent, now this is Yahweh, and if you'd like to know about the two divisions of the house, you see it used to be one house, and then the house was divided. Because Israel went a-whoring, ladies and gentlemen, the 10 northern tribes became puffed up, proud, drunk on the sacrificial worship of strange gods. Therefore, Yahweh gave them up to worship the host of heaven and the strange gods of the land, mostly Baal, B-A-A-L, which when you reference the code number of the Strongs to Baal, it takes you to L-O-R-D, which the translators brought in L-O-R-D into the Old Testament in a major shift of identity and changed the Creator's name, Yahweh, the YHWH, into L-O-R-D. The four sacred letters were expunged, stolen, hidden. Thus we have the hidden identity of the greatest name. And ladies and gentlemen, you do not know the implications of this theft. And only Pastor Buddy is out here crying outside these walls of denominational traditions and the S-U-N Church, as I am a member of the Most High S-O-N Assembly of those of the Sacred Circle who call exclusively and use it exclusively. We don't use a substitute. There is not a name for the Father and a name for the Son different. See, the error of the wicked and the traditionalist is the same right way. The Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end is death. Christ said, in that day they will say to me, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? Lord, oh my, what a travesty of justice. Stolen identity, changing it to God. There's many gods. Changing his name to Lord. There's many lords. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5, 6, and 7, among many others. For he rent the house of Israel from the house of David. And they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drave Israel from following Yahweh and made them to sin a great sin. Now listen, Isaiah 7:13, where I started the text of the gestalt of our understanding, verse 14, it says that unto us, that this God, God interpreted with us, Matthew 1:23, God, Yahweh, ladies and gentlemen, not Jesus. Jesus is a pagan origin of the sun god. December the 25th is the birth of the S-U-N, not the birth of the S-O-N. Isaiah 7:13, and he said, hear you now, O house of David. It is a small thing for you to weary men, O house of David, but will you worry my Yahweh also? Luke 1:27, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, not Judah, of the house of David, and the virgin's name, or the young woman's name, was Mary. And she wasn't a virgin after that she had the Messiah. She had other sons and daughters. And so the S-U-N church has blasphemed by calling Mary and making her a fourth member of the sacred Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and Holy Mary. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary was no more holy than you would have been if you'd have been chosen, irregardless of her flesh condition. However, she was greatly honored, and yet she was greatly troubled, the Bible said. Now, we know that her cousin Elizabeth was out of the house of Levi. And so then we know at least that Mary was kin to Elizabeth. And we also know that Mary was 6 months along in her pregnancy when the angel announced to Mary that she would become pregnant. Now, the 6 month is the month before the tabernacles. And everybody's got the Messiah born in December. Impossible again, ladies and gentlemen, along with the stolen identity of his name. Oh man, Satan is so crafty. The Bible says that Satan would destroy the very elect, if possible. But how can you hear without a preacher? And how can a preacher preach unless he's paid his dues? He cannot be owned by any denomination. He cannot preach those things that seem right. He must preach the truth outside the traditional bell boxes and sound the alarm as the watchman upon the wall. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. Now, what's that got to do with the bloodline of the Messiah? Nothing. Except we're saying that the house of David was the ancestral lineage of the Messiah. Well, now, we find in the Gospel of Revelations, we find that the root of David said that he was the offspring of David. Now, what are we going to do with that particular verse of Scripture? Now, let's examine that for just a moment. Did you know that we're not born of flesh? That we're born of Yahweh? That Yahweh had a people whose name was on the Lamb's book from the foundation that was not of this world. And those are the people that I was addressed and challenged by fasting and praying, wanting truth, desiring truth. The more I fasted and prayed, the more I separated myself from the traditional bell box of the Sunday worshipers. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Sun God Church of Revelation 17, the great whore, brought herself in and put herself in the bed with many strange gods, and she had offspring, and these were daughters, and the Bible said that these were daughters of the harlot. Now, who are these daughters? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll look down through the ages of Christianity and take a good look at this Babylonish sun god worshiping people, you can see it all over the nation and all over the world, for that matter, as we prepare to go into Saturnalia, which has nothing to do with the birth of Yahweh, the Savior. Acts 4:11 and 12 said this is the name that would be rejected. Now, the name that God accepted is the name that Satan brought in through stolen identity. And this is the great heist that Satan has performed, being the thief that he is, stole away the actual birth chart, if you will, by bringing in the confusion of tradition. In vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of man. Full well it is written that they would reject the true name and accept a false name, the Saturnalia name, the god of the pagan rituals of Saturnalia. Oh, my lady. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, it doesn't really matter. Well, you're going to find out it matters a whole lot before Pastor Buddy is through with this series on stolen identity. And you can believe one thing, that the thief who come to kill, steal, and destroy did it all. And he done it well. And the Bible says, they shall. Now, they is the minister of light. 1 Corinthians, it is recorded that in 5 and 8, that there's many lords and many gods, as I have given you in that particular verse of Scripture. And it also says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that Satan himself is transfigured. He's good at this, ladies and gentlemen. He turned himself into a light. And people say, oh, I see the light. Glory to God. And instead of seeing the light, they see the fool's goal that seems right. And the Bible said, there is a way that seemeth right. O house of David, you have wearied me. For he rent Israel from the house of David. It used to belong to the house of David, ladies and gentlemen. Israel was of the lineage of the house of David. David being from the house of Israel. Now that the two houses are split, Satan is now convinced here on December the 25th, they will sing about the little Lord Jesus laying in a manger in Bethlehem, Judea. And ladies and gentlemen, he was not even born in Bethlehem, Judea. Oh, Pastor Buddy. Oh, my heavens. How dare you say that about my Savior? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, your Savior's name never had a Greek sound to it. Your Savior's name was known from the foundational world 5,823 times. His name in the original Hebrew was recorded as Yahweh. Now we got these jake-legged, spineless, demonic ministers of light. For no marvel, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, that Satan is a transformed angel and his ministers, oh, they get close to the truth, they'll almost persuade you, and then they take you down the primrose path of kill, steal, and destroy. Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? Ladies and gentlemen, according to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation and verse 4, you're going to have the name of the Father in your forehead. 7,000 times approximately in the text. It is recorded in the original language that his name was Yahweh. And yet we've got a Greek Latin God in the New Testament that has come in and they've changed the truth into a lie, worshiping a creature of the S-U-N church. Ladies and gentlemen, the masterful deception as the S-U-N church kept the S-O-N name hidden, suppressed, covered, and by the time the traditionalists came in, 1,500 years before the printing press, it became an established norm, tradition, that his name was Jesus. We are now saying Jesus. The Spanish say Jesus. Both of them means the adoration of Zeus, the principal sun god of pagan antiquity. You say, Pastor Buddy, you don't have many friends, do you? Well, it's quite obvious that I'm not preaching for friends. I'm preaching for truth. And if you've got any truth in you, he said, my sheep will hear my voice. And if you can't hear this, it's because you're not his sheep. You hear not, he said, because you are not my sheep. Well, now, Pastor Buddy, don't you think it would be more profitable for you to just get in line and preach the good old Christmas spirit, you Scrooge, you? You're trying to steal Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest lies that the majority of the Christians know themselves, that it's a lie. And yet, they keep pretending. Well, I warn you, this is not a pretense. And we're not playing hopscotch. We're not playing a haphazard game of the name or the Greek roulette. We're playing the name of Yahweh in the Hebrew language 7,000 times, and it cannot be denied that his name is above every name, and at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Oh, you say, I don't have to do that, glory to God. I know what Mom had, and I've seen her shout and fall out and speak in tongues. I don't care if you speak in tongues and you can raise the dead and you can cast out devils and you can do the things that seem like is right. You do it all in a false name. You do it in vain. For in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that we're going to take a ride? And this train that is coming is going to be a train of trouble.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Satan most certainly is driving that long black train filled with the worshipers of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, if you leave here without knowing who that they have replaced with Lord, you shall die in your sins. For the Bible says, if you do not believe that I am He, you shall die in your sin. Now, what about the lineage, birthright of David? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it should be quite easily for us to go back and prove what blood that David had in his veins. Was it the blood of Judah? Was it the blood of Simeon? Now, we find in Genesis 38 that Judah had a corrupt bloodline. And from this corrupt bloodline of the three offspring of the Canaanite connection. We taught on it in the past. And we could teach a couple of hours just in the 38th chapter of the book of Genesis on the Canaanite connection. Now these Canaanites were very wise because, you see, they had the blood of Judah, the father. Christ said, I know that Abraham is your father, meaning that he knew that Judah was a grandson of Abraham. He knew that. Christ did. But he also knew, as he accused the Pharisees and the scribes of being born of a fornication or adulterated blood. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you can get the message of John chapter 8, verses 37 through 44, you'll see a great mystery, and you'll solve it right there. However, we have to have more evidence, don't we? All right, then we leave Judah, who had a corrupt bloodline, and we move to Simeon. Now, the second son of the strength of the man called Jacob, because Reuben was his first strength. But Reuben defied his father's couch, and he was excluded and disqualified from the birthright. This was a great honor, ladies and gentlemen, to whom it was bestowed upon what tribe would be the honored tribe. So it became a tradition, ladies and gentlemen, as the battle royal between the sons began to style and profile and posture and to jockey for the birthright position, whether it was true or not. And the scribes, who were from the blood of Judah, and the chromosomes of Cain. Shua was a Canaanite, daughter of Cain. She was called a Canaanite. And ladies and gentlemen, Satan right there, knowing that if he could tempt Judah, the son of Jacob, in line four at that time, for the birthright, that if he can entice Judah to have these sons, and Yahweh killed the first two, by the way, and Judah hid the third one, and this third one, according to the 46th chapter of the book of Genesis, this third son went down with the son of Simeon from a Canaanite connection, so we have these two houses voided and disqualified for birthright. Reuben was disqualified, and then the third son, Levi, was disqualified for the obvious reason that he had no birthright inheritance privileges in the house of Israel, because from him was going to come the service of the Levites that could not possess in the kingdom. Now, we're through four sons, all four disqualified for various reasons. Two of them, according to the 46th chapter and the 10th and the 12th verses, these sons were Canaanite mix. Also, in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 38, we find, after 400 years of being in Egypt, these sons of the Canaanite connection came out as a mixed multitude with the house of Israel. And so then, Satan, in his blood, right in the Pharisees, who loved the chief seats and the scribes, who loved to get a hold of that word. Wonder why? No wonder Christ said, beware of the scribes. If you'll read 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55, you'll see that the Shelophites were the sons of the scribes' offspring. They became noted and famous, and they loved the chief seats, and that's why Christ said, beware of them. Quickly, we go to search for the bloodline of David. David being an ancestral generation in Christ's bloodline. But we gave you the scripture in the book of Revelations that Christ said himself, I am the root of David. Here it says in the 12th chapter, in the 35th verse of the book of Mark, of those who claimed that David, that Christ was David's son. And he said, how can that be? When I'm the root of David. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, it changes the complexion greatly. And yet, only the studiers, only those intense studiers, those who hazard their life, those who have fasted, those who have come out of the world, those that refuse to run with the crowd of tradition. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 12. We find that David's father, his name was Jesse, and the Bible said out of the stem of Jesse in the book of Isaiah, it says that in the book of Isaiah that there shall come a stem out of the root of Jesse. Oh, my. Hallelujah. And this would be the birthright Messiah who would come to save Israel from their sins. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it just so happens to be that Jesse was an Ephraimite, not a Judite. Now, if Jesse was an Ephraimite, then that would make David and the house of David out of the house of Joseph. And according to Genesis 49, verses 22 through 24, it says that David's bloodline and Joseph's house would produce the offspring. Now you say, well, Pastor Buddy, why does it say in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, that the scribes, who lied, by the way, say, well, he's going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. did that make him a Jew? Even if he was born in Bethlehem, Judah, would that make him a bloodline Jew? Of course not. So then, 50% of that is wrong for those who 50% take the issue that he must have been a Jew because he was born in Judea. Which I take exception to that because he certainly was not. And the scripture doesn't say he was born. It says that the scribes said he would be born in Bethlehem, Judea. Did that make it true? No, it didn't. Well then, Pastor Buddy, where was the prophecy of where he would be born that the scribes were quoting? They quoted it, but they misquoted it. You see, ladies and gentlemen, add not to or take not from. In this case, they done a little bit of both. The scribes, and that's why Christ said beware of them, when he was 12 years old, he was taking them to test. With the same subject that Pastor Buddy is taking all these pagan sun worshipers that's celebrating Xmas through the sun god of Saturnalia, and I'm trying to expose some of the lies and the hypocrisy of these that believe a lie and be damned. And yet it takes a hard saying, and I must preach my literal lungs out and cry loud and spare not. And I do, I will, and I shall. And the Bible said, woe to the pastors and the shepherds that fail to bring the blood. I want to open up the veins of the genetics of the wellspring from on high and prove to you that he was born in Bethlehem Ephratah. And Bethlehem Ephratah is exactly 30 miles north of Bethlehem, Judea, which at the time of Genesis 35, were the place that Jacob prayed and was promised, and where the name of Yahweh is written at Bethel. Oh, Bethel, Bethel, the house of bread, or the house of God, which is what Bethlehem means. Oh, the Jews had to have them a Bethlehem. And ladies and gentlemen, they have done a masterful job of extinguishing the knowledge of Bethlehem Ephratah. But Michael, the prophet, he gave it clearly. And this is where I came into the knowledge of Micah chapter 5, verse 2, that the promised Messiah, the one you call Jesus, the one that the Bible indicated would be Yahweh, would come and save you. According to the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verses 2 through 4, and chapter 26, verses 2, that he would come and save his people. The word save is salvation, soter in Greek. Messiah was the Savior that we call Christ. Christ just literally means, in the Hindu word, Christ means anointed. There's many anointed. Satan's anointed. He's a false Christ. And if they can sell you the ideal of the wrong genetics and steal the identity of the true man from Bethlehem Ephratah and convert him into a lie and make him a creature, then you can join those at the throne of the manger in Bethlehem, Judea, and worship the little plastic Jesuses laying all over this nation right now as I speak. Paganism, Saturnalia, incorporated by the great whore that corrupted the earth and brought in a name of blasphemy that all the world would wonder and marvel at. Ladies and gentlemen, is it time for us to raise from sleep? Are we ever going to recover our sanity? Are we ever going to wake up with the realization that the pen of the lying scribes would actually lie to you? And that most people are diseased in their mind rather than their bodies? Preachers that look perfectly healthy have a diseased mind of deception. Satan has filled their heart with error, and they run greedily as Balaam did for the wages of unrighteousness. And yet here's poor Pastor Buddy, depending on the few and not the many. You see, I know how to preach a popular doctrine. And yet I would rather be alone, eating cornbread and drinking brinch water, than to live in the house of adultery and fornication with the spiritual adulterers as they profess and ride that long black train of Lord and God and Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time that we rose from sleep. It's time that we put on the whole armor. And did you know that the Bible says in the 7th chapter of the book of St. John, beginning at the 41st, that there was a great raging debate where the Messiah would be born? And that the Messiah, when they knew that he was of Galilee, ladies and gentlemen, the name, the only registered name in Hebrew on the earth is at Bethel in Galilee. Bethel was the original place where the children of Rachel would inherit. The prophecy that went to Joseph of Genesis 49, verse 24. The Messiah was born in Bethlehem, Ephratah, not, and I repeat, not, Bethlehem, Judea. The great heist, the identity heist, they have stolen the birthright identity, changed the truth into a lie, and worshiped the creature more than the Creator. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my time, believe it or not, has come and gone much too quick. I just wish I had more time. It looks like that Yahweh would raise up one millionaire somewhere in the world that would love the truth. But the Bible said not many rich and not many noble and not many famous would have the word. It's the poor, the nickel and dime people that I have to depend on to preach the gospel, to keep my voice, my lone voice. You'll never hear this message. This is an exclusive message of Yahweh's truth on the shepherd's call. And ladies and gentlemen, I've done my homework. I've laid in the mountains of East Tennessee for years and years. I'm now 71 years of age. And I've spent my time in the caves here in the hills of Tennessee praying and fasting. And what did it get me? It got me out of Babylon. It removed my feet out of the miry clay and set me on a solid foundation of truth. I've got the truth and I ain't afraid to preach it. I just need someone to help hold up my hands. Someone to sacrifice their tithing, as many of my supporters do. They give till it hurts. One sister told me that she gave up television just to help me in my ministry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a sacrifice. It's awesome. She don't even have a DVD player to listen to some of the DVDs we got on the messages. But she knows who Yahweh is. And she's from the great state of Missouri, I might add. I like to send that song that I did at the halfway break to the Minister of Defense in Bryson City, North Carolina, and his very beautiful war bride, Miss Virginia. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. That's 626-2172. I'm live tonight, right here, ladies and gentlemen, on WWCR on December the 9th. And we want you to be sure to call us, communicate with us, and make a pledge for us. If you've got the means, I've had brothers to call me out of the great state of Mississippi. One brother out of Mississippi talked like he was as honest as the day is long. Oh, he was going to finance me and put me on the radio, and he's going to do this. And ladies and gentlemen, he lied like a dog. Because when he heard the rest of Pastor Buddy's message, you see, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said that when the Messiah kept preaching. And the people began to understand his doctrine, that many turned away, wouldn't follow him no more. Well, that's the story of Pastor Buddy's message here tonight. It's a hard saying, and who can hear it? Only them that's sanctified, only them that's put on the whole armor, and only them that can run the race without fainting. That's it. Now, you can call Dr. Gary, 877-289-7439, for Vitamir. It is wonderful, a toothpaste, and Miracle 2, wonderful soap. We need your help. And you can call my good friend, Brother Paul, for StemTech. And that contact number is 1-800-253-2748. And you can write me, send me a love offering, and tell me you love me, and you're going to help me and hold up my hands. If I ain't preaching the truth, then I want you to know why that I have so much bonus to come on at radio and be the only one in the United States of America that's ever preached a message like you've heard tonight. The only preacher on WWCR. And ladies and gentlemen, we are now on 3.185 WWRB. The Mighty Voice, right here out of the great... See, Tennessee's blessed with a shortwave. And did you know that it's a prophecy that the truth will come from Tennessee? East Tennessee, for that. There is a prophecy in a old prophecy that's written several years ago that the truth would come. Well, we got WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South, and WWRB. It's almost sister-like a power. And I'm telling you, they go around the world. So you can hear Buddy, Pastor Buddy, and the Shepherd's Call with Brother Randall on WWRB 3.185. And we are now in negotiations with our good friend Brother Dave over at WWRB for an additional hour that I can bring you the Shepherd's Call. Well, I'll see you on down the line as I close out with Miss Linda's favorite song and Brother Fred up there in the upper regions of the upper part of Michigan, almost up in the sun. And this is one of her favorite songs and one of mine. Many blessings to you. I'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR around the world.
He's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire.